Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, December the 30th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. We are just about out of the year of 2020. How about that? Now, I've got a frog in my throat, and you don't know how close I came to not making it back on the air here for hour number two because I got into this banana pudding and vanilla wafer dish. And it is so good, and I did not realize it even had whipped cream on the top of it. Boy, is that good. That was delicious. So now I'm trying to clear my throat with the diet soda, but that was delicious. Well, we thank the amazing Kreskin for coming on in hour number one. Some very interesting predictions and thoughts and opinions on 2021. As it were. I guess we will see how that all shakes out as the year progresses. Now, I do have two notes here that I need to get to. Now, last week, I think we had somebody call in regard to Max Trading Post. Now, remember Max Trading Post? I think it was over by, they just recently tore it down in recent times. It was over by the old Harding High School, which is now Grant Middle School. It was there for, the building was there for a long time. I'm not sure what year the original Trading Post closed down. But we did get a note that, this is interesting. Max Trading Post had an ad in the Harding yearbook. Now, what it said was, for the sportsman's needs, that's what the ad in the Harding yearbook said. Does anybody know what was sold at Max Trading Post? That I don't think I was ever in there. Or when it closed. I know the building was there for a long time, and the building ended up being pretty dilapidated. And the sign was there. The sign was on the building for a long time. But does anybody remember what was sold there? Now, obviously, there was a lot of, apparently, everything for the sportsman's needs. So I'm guessing there was sports equipment sold there. But does anybody remember what else was sold in Max Trading Post or about when they closed? I don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think the building is long gone now. But what was sold at Max Trading Post? And what year did they wrap things up over there and close the business? 740-383-9944. But in the Harding yearbook, the ad said, for the sportsman's needs. Now, see, I don't know. I can't imagine what they might have sold in there. Did they sell baseballs, footballs, tennis rackets? Was it a sports store? You know, it's got a weird name if it was a sports store. Wonder why it was called Max Trading Post. I mean, I'm sure Mac had something to do with somebody's name, but what is a trading post? See, a trading post sounds more to me like kind of a flea market or an antique shop. But apparently this was a sports store. Does anybody remember Max Trading Post at all? If you do, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss that. Now, here's another announcement I got yesterday, and this is going to be very interesting, to say the least. Hopefully the weather holds up. Now, I'm going to read it just as I got it yesterday. Calling all family, friends, past, current, students, and the community who loved Martha Dowse-Manasi. As many of you know, Martha passed away Sunday morning at the age of 89. As you all know, our mom loved to do the Cupid Shuffle. Since we are unable to have an open memorial service, Please join us this Thursday as we will pay tribute to Martha's love for dance. We will do the Cupid Shuffle and a couple other line dances. Please wear red or black if you can. We will be set up downtown Marion on Main Street in front of the Brickyard Topped. The street will be closed between Center Street and Church Street. This will be an outside event, and Martha will be watching from the heavens and enjoying each and every step we take. Please honor COVID guidelines and keep 6 feet distance from others and wear a mask. Arrival time, 1 to 1:45 p.m. At 1:55, take your place on the street, and we'll do the Cupid Shuffle at 2 o'clock sharp. While you are downtown, you may enjoy supporting our local businesses. Our mom, Martha, loved our community and supporting small businesses. The streets will reopen at 3 o'clock. Dancingly yours, the family of the late Martha Dowse Manasi. So, we're going to have a line dance downtown. Cupid Shuffle will be part of this in honor of Martha. This will be Thursday, New Year's Eve. And it will be, you can arrive at 1 o'clock. The dance will start at 2 o'clock. And the streets will open up at 3 o'clock. So hopefully the weather holds up. Now, this is going to take place downtown in front of the Brickyard or Topped, those places downtown. Now, and that's on Main Street. Now, remember, If you're downtown, it looks like the streets are going to be closed here between Center Street and Church Street, and they will open back up at 3 o'clock. So pay attention if you're traveling downtown during that time. But that's going to be an interesting event. You know, it's tough to put together stuff like this on short notice, but, you never know as time goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Saul.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Good.
So, how was Christmas?
Good.
Good? Did Santa Claus bring you anything interesting?
No.
No?
Did Martha die?
Yeah, Martha passed away on Sunday.
Time.
I don't know. I know it was early in the morning Sunday.
Yeah.
You liked Martha, didn't you, Chip?
Yeah,
she was a good lady. So are you planning anything big for the new year, Chip?
We'll go to somebody's house tomorrow night.
Oh, you're going to go to a house party tomorrow night for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to make it downtown for this tribute to Martha tomorrow at 2?
We'll be working again tomorrow.
Oh, you work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So do you have any big New Year's ideas, Chip? Anything you want to do in 2021?
No.
No? What? You're up early this morning, Chip. What got you up early? Oh, you like to get up early?
Yeah.
Did you go to bed early last night?
Yeah.
What'd you have for dinner?
Not good.
You didn't eat anything for dinner?
No, me too tired last night.
You were worn out, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you end up doing for Christmas, Chip?
Well, go to my sister.
Went to your sister's. Now, did you eat a lot over there?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you had a good Christmas, Chip, and I'm glad you got to hear about Martha, and I appreciate you for calling in.
Well, you talking to Santa?
Yeah, I've still got Santa's contact information. Did you want me to tell him something?
Yeah, my Ox Baker.
Oh, Ox Baker stuff. Well, you know what? I will talk to him, and I'll see what I can find out.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Chip, a legendary guy who works out at the Kroger South store here in Marion, and one of the dogs on the police force is named for Chip. Good guy. Okay, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Talking about Max Trading Post, does anybody remember that at all? Did anybody ever shop in there that can tell us what kind of stuff they sold and around what year they might have closed. I don't even know the area. I think it's the 80s, but I'm not really sure. I don't know if they were opened in the 90s at all. But it was in an interesting place. You know, it was over by the old Harding High School, which is Grant Middle School. So I'm sure they got a lot of business from the school. But I don't know, did a lot of people shop there? It wasn't a very big building. I don't know how much sports equipment they really could have had in there. Like I said, I don't know. I was never in there. I don't know what kind of stuff they sold. And I'm thinking they closed in the 80s. But that's not exactly the gospel here, because I don't know if that's true or not. So if anybody would like to update me on Max Trading Post, give me a call, 740-383-9944. But in the Harding yearbook, the ad that was in there was Max Trading Post for the sportsman's needs. So that's what it said. So I guess you could get things. I don't know. It just seems like a weird place to go get sporting goods. I would think it was more of like a sundries, kind of like a candy shop or something like that. I don't know. How was your Christmas? Want to hear how your Christmas was? We haven't had a chance to talk in a while. How was your Christmas? How's your New Year's coming up? What plans do you have? Did Christmas turn out okay? Did you get anything interesting for Christmas? Did Santa bring you anything you wanted? It was certainly a white Christmas. I was out Christmas Eve I left here about 1 o'clock. Well, maybe closer to 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And I ended up having to run out for something about 6:30 Christmas Eve night. And boy, it was just snowing and blowing. And it definitely was a white Christmas. And a lot of people like that. Now, the roads were a little rough. The roads, I have to say, I was out on Route 95, Mount Vernon Avenue, and the roads were not the best on Christmas Eve, but people did okay. I think we all avoided any major problems when it came to Christmas Eve and the white Christmas that we ended up having. But again, don't forget the event for Martha tomorrow at 2 p.m. downtown Marion, Main Street, in front of the Brickyard and Topped. This will go from 2 to 3 p.m. People will be doing the Cupid Shuffle and other line dances. And as I say, this is a hard event to put on. Number one, it's December. And it's New Year's Eve. And we hope the weather will hold out tomorrow for this. I don't know what the weather is supposed to be like tomorrow, but we'll hope it holds out. And we hope they have a big success. You know, I'm sure wherever Martha is, as she looks down on this, she'll be happy. She'll be, you know, a street closing in your honor, that's pretty good. And I think about this whole COVID thing, because Martha's obituary, I think, is in the Marion Star today, and we are running the obituary on this station. I heard it this morning at 8 o'clock. I believe it started running yesterday at noon. But, you know, it's tough, because a lot of people liked Martha. She had a lot of friends. She had a lot of students. She had a lot of past students. But here we are in this pandemic world, and you can only allow so many people in a service right now. And I'm not even sure how that works. I don't know if the church sets that. I don't know how it works. It's a mess. It's a mess during this COVID era. So, well, also, we did our tribute on Monday to Martha. If anybody has anything to say about Martha, we had a lot of great calls on Monday from people who were just listening, who either ran into Martha or had an experience with Martha that they wanted to share, and maybe we did not get to all those. So we do have about 30 minutes left this morning. If you have anything you want to say about Martha Dowse, the late Martha Dowse Manasi, who left us on Sunday at the age of 89, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944, and we can discuss Martha and all the fun that we had together. We all had a lot of fun with Martha. She was just a very unique woman in a lot of ways, as we have talked about this week. You know, as we wrap up this year, I keep thinking, you know, Certainly, the pandemic changed a lot of things this year. But hopefully good things happen this year as well in your life. You know, I think at the end of the year, we always look back and we say, okay, that was good, that was bad, and hopefully the next year will be great. And there will not be any bumps in the road, as they would say, as we head into the new year. But you never know. A new year is a time for a clean slate. It's a time for hope. It's a time for, hopefully, new ideas. Although I'm not sure if a lot of people will be making New Year's resolutions this year. I don't know if they will or not. I think that may go out the window this year. As I said in hour number one, it's usually exercise, lose weight. Those are the big New Year's resolutions. But I don't know if that'll be happening this year. I think people, maybe in the new year, are just going to try to be safe and try to be happy. And hopefully, that's exactly what will happen in 2021. Does anybody have any New Year's resolutions? I'd be interested to hear what your New Year's resolutions are. Maybe they're different this year. Or maybe they are the same old New Year's resolutions. How many people go on diets? We always hear about the diets that people go on in the new year. All right, we're getting a call here at the station, and we're heading in to the new year. And that's always a lot of fun. And I want to do an introduction here because this is going to be a lot of fun. Because we are approaching the 10-year anniversary of the creation of the viral video. And we hear that word a lot now, viral video. That video is going viral. Well, that all started with a man right here in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, 10 years ago on January the 3rd, 2021. And he is known as the man with the golden voice, and we have had a ton of fun with him over the past 10 years, really, at this point. And we're so glad to hear from him today. As I have said many, many times, he is known as the golden voice, but he's so much more than that. He's a great interview, he's a great personality, he's a great friend, and one of the best all-around, well-rounded, versatile broadcasters in the broadcast industry. What a pleasure it is, almost New Year's Eve, to welcome to these microphones our pal, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you?
Hey, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. That's from David Jones and yours truly. And I just want to say, have I greased your palm lately with all that introduction? I love you, man. It's New Year's. Yeah, the day before New Year's. And by the way, it's January 4th. That I ended up on the Today Show with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira, Al Roker, Ann Curry, and the rest of the Today Show team.
Is there now? Was it January 3rd that the Dispatch video hit, and then January 4th you were taken to New York?
Well, you know what? Yeah, it probably did happen that way. And who should I trust more on being exact than you? It probably was January 3rd. I'm not going to do with a couple things. First and foremost, I want to thank my higher power, Jesus Christ, for letting us all live to see another day, coronavirus free and healthy. And I'm speaking of my girlfriend. She's feeling well. Kathy is feeling well, and she's right now she's out of quarantine and she's doing well at the nursing home. It's called Heartland of Westerville. And so with that being said, Scott, I just want to let you know I love you, and I'm going to cut a few of my appointments. I'm going to keep my appointment with WWGH 107.1 FM with Scott Spears and the Marion community, the city of Marion, and I'm going to be on the air on my fourth anniversary with you guys because I and David was going to, we were going to the 10th anniversary of the blessing that I received, which ended up being called a viral video, but I'm going to cut short going on WNCI, the morning zoo with Dave and Jimmy. They were looking forward to me. They weren't. I have it already arranged where I was just going to walk in and say, well, you're listening to nothing but the best of all, and then, going from there, that would have been my lead-in. But I'm going to be with Scott Spears and the family at WWGH, and I want to mark this anniversary as a momentous one. and I want us to have fun. I want some people to come down to the radio station, and let's meet and greet. I'm going to sign autographs. I'm going to sign my caricature pictures as a celebration of what God has allowed me. I'm sober after 10 years. I'm going through just about all the bouts and so forth with, some of the things, but none of which I'm going to name, blame, or point fingers. So let's just have a good time. I understand I'm going to be there New Year's Eve with you tomorrow.
Yes, we've got a whole litany of things coming up here. We're going to be together on New Year's Eve. We're going to have a great time taping some programs and doing some things. You know, the Christmas season got so busy for everybody. It was kind of an odd Christmas season with the pandemic and everything.
Yeah.
But we still have time. You know, the Christmas trees are up, and we're still in the holiday spirit before the New Year's. So we're going to spread some cheer before the New Year comes in.
Yes, you know, I have... You know, this is, as you say, it's been pretty much of a weird Christmas and, all of these things, weird baseball season, weird basketball season, a weird no social, all of those kind of things, social distancing and all. So what I did was I got 16 grandchildren, and we put up 16 stockings. And in each stocking, I put a corona mask in each one of them.
Only you, Ted. I love it. What a great idea that was.
Yeah, yeah. They all looked at me like I was a damn fool.
Well, Ted, you know something, and I had talked with you, and one of the two things from that video we remember so well nearly a decade ago are the sign and the jacket. Now, did the sign end up anywhere in particular, the sign you were holding that day?
Yeah, you know, Colleen, Kathleen's sister took it. And, I gave it to her, actually. But I still have the original jacket. And, actually, I need a haircut so I can really take pictures with my long hair. I'm not too far outside of my pearly whites, my veneer caps that I have on my teeth, on my original. They're not false, so it's not a partial or anything like that. Outside, those are the two things that really, really lasted the longest, was the sign in my teeth.
So tomorrow we will have the jacket here, and we will have you here.
Yes. Yeah. Well, David is going to bring me tomorrow. I just wanted to confirm that. You always catch me off guard when I decide to call you. I forget you're on the air at this time of day, but it was my pleasure to be on your show as always. And I want to tell Marion, Happy New Year, Marion, Ohio. And that's from yours truly, the man with the golden voice. And, of course, my dear friend David Jones, property of Deacon.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Ted, we'll get the times down, and we're going to let people know, and now it'll be tomorrow. We're also going to do something on the big 10-year anniversary, which is very exciting. You know, does it feel like a decade?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, from time to time I get people, Scott, that think it was not even a year ago that they've seen the video or know anything about me. People have actually said, when I tell them it's been 10 years, they're like, no! Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, Ted, if you can find the original sign, if you're able to get that before tomorrow, that would be great, but the jacket's great, and we will look at these. These really have become artifacts.
Listen to this man. He wants the original. David, I'll see you in an hour or so. I love you, David. Okay, I had to get out the car then. But yeah, I have everything. I have the jacket, I have the hair, and I have I have the jacket, I have the hair, and I also have the sign. I can get the sign from but what I was gonna do is do a couple lead ins and I love you.
Well, we'll do what, because I think it's such a momentous occasion, because we hear this term so often now, that the video went viral, and that all started with you a decade ago.
How you doing, man? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said that we all hear this term all the time now, that the video went viral, and that all started with you a decade ago.
It was a viral video, yeah, absolutely, and let's just have a great time tomorrow at New Year's Eve with... the man with the golden voice at WWGH.
Absolutely. Ted, I thank you so much. I'll talk with you later today, and then we'll certainly talk tomorrow.
Yeah, call me today. It's very important that you do so.
I shall do that. Thank you, Ted.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Well, there you go. We're a decade into this viral video sensation, you know, and we're going to do an interview, obviously, at this point, WNCI. Well, I feel bad for them that Ted will be with us, but I'm glad that Ted will be with us on this day. The viral video. Now, January 3rd or January 4th? I'm going to have to research that. Now, January 4th, he was on the Today Show, but I don't remember when that video hit. Was it January 3rd or was it January 4th? We're going to have to look that up and see what day that all came about. But boy, don't we remember that from 10 years ago. That was such a big deal. Remember the video of Ted in that camouflage jacket holding that sign down in Columbus, Ohio? People saw him, and then he was on the Today Show. He was on Dr. Phil. He was on Jimmy Fallon. He was on all these gigantic shows right after that. It was something. It really, really was a great story, and it's turned out very well. You know, we look at Ted 10 years later here, and where he's clean and sober for 10 years. That's tremendous, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of fun with Ted, as we always do. That is for sure. He's a broadcaster. He really has become a legend, pioneer in the internet world. To be sure. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on anything? Do you have any New Year's resolutions? 42 minutes past the hour here on this day before New Year's Eve, 2020. How about this? Don't forget the big Cupid Shuffle tomorrow. In honor of Martha, this will happen at 2 o'clock downtown on Main Street in front of the Brickyard and Topped, and will run through 3 p.m. That's when the streets will open back up. What a busy week it has been. What a busy holiday it's been. You know, talking with Ted there, it reminds me just how busy the holiday has been. Do you feel exhausted? Do you feel like this has just been going on forever and ever and ever now? I don't know if the pandemic made it worse. You know, the holidays are always busy, and people always feel somewhat wiped out after the holidays. But it has seemed to me, like this particular year, that people are extra exhausted. Although, you know, you probably feel good about the stimulus checks. What was the story last night that I was reading that Mnuchin said that people's checks might be there by Tuesday? Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. The $600 checks. People are so confused right now because, you know, we got the $600 stimulus passed. President Trump did sign that. But the House voted yesterday for the $2,000 stimulus check. But the Senate doesn't seem to be going for that. So I, you know, people are confused on what they're going to get. And then Mnuchin comes out yesterday and says, well, you know, hopefully people's checks will be there by next Tuesday. Well, I don't know if that'll happen or not. I, you know, it's hard. Has anybody heard any more on this? It's kind of confusing. Changing by the moment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. It's interesting, because we want people to have some financial help, and they need it after the holidays. See, I always wondered what was going to happen with the holidays, because people did not get their stimulus check before the holiday. And did people go out and spend money on credit cards? Did people overspend what they have? Did people spend the rent money? You know, I don't know. We're heading into the 1st of January here, and rent is going to be due for a lot of people. Mortgage payments are going to be due for a lot of people. The monthly utility bills are going to be due for a lot of people. And I mean, I hope people are going to be able to make these bills. It looks like the checks will be here in somewhat short order. So that'll be good. Have you seen the people being vaccinated? Isn't that nice? I saw some people here in Marion who have been vaccinated recently. And, you know, that's a load off of a lot of people's chest. This has been a very, very stressful time, to be sure. absolutely stress-ridden for people with this pandemic. Are people happy to see the vaccines going on, even here in Marion? And hopefully it will get to the rest of the population very soon. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you on this New Year's Eve Eve. Let's call it that. New Year's Eve Eve. Give me a call and we can discuss whatever's on your mind. The vaccine, hopefully, is what's going to be the answer to what has been a big mess. And it's been a big mess financially for the country. It's been a big mess for businesses. You know, I still wonder, will people go back to work in offices? Because Kreskin was talking about that earlier. He was talking about how a lot of people are suffering depression because they're not around people, and a lot of I've heard doctors talk about people gaining weight and not being as healthy because they don't have to leave the house to go to their job. You know, do you think people will go back to the office and work? There's a big question about that right now. You know, I've heard a lot of people's opinions, but I haven't heard the businesses say anything. See, here's been my theory about this whole working from home thing. I think the reason the businesses aren't saying anything is because they want their people to be productive at home. But I would imagine they're probably going to bring them back. Because if they were going to leave them home during this pandemic, when they don't have many people in the office, I would think they would shut the offices down. Because if you're never going to bring people back, why would you leave the offices open? And I also think one of the other problems is going to be with workman's comp. Because if you're working from home, I don't know how a business would ever pay workman's comp. And that's a big business in and of itself. So I just don't know. And I'll tell you, here's something people don't think a whole lot about, but what about gasoline? You know, if you leave these people all home, there were people commuting long distances to work every day. Well, if they're not commuting back and forth to work every day, less gas is going to be used. Now, does that mean they're going to drop people's pay because they don't have to drive back and forth every day? Does that mean that mileage will not be a thing that's paid anymore at jobs? And what will that do to the gasoline industry as a whole? For everybody who is still working, will gas prices go up? Will gas prices go down? You know, I don't know how that'll work. I think there's a lot of thought that's going to have to go in to this whole working from home thing. You know, I get why it's still going on, because we're at the worst point of the pandemic right now. The numbers are higher than they've ever been. So, of course, you're not going to bring people back to the office. You certainly don't want people back in the office who have precarious health issues. And I would think at this point, if you're a business, you probably don't want people in the office anyway catching something or spreading it to your other employees. That's probably another worry. But do you think people will be allowed to stay at home and work forever? Do you think people all of a sudden just realize that that's something we can do? I'm not sure. I still think it's pandemic related. Because, you know, it started at the beginning of the pandemic, and it never really has ended. You know, we certainly haven't stopped the pandemic. So I don't know if they're going to leave people at home. I would think they'd be closing the offices if that's what they plan to do. Because why would you want to pay the electric bills and the gas bills and the property insurance and all that if you didn't have to? So I don't know. I know a lot of people would like to stay home and work. I certainly know they would. But, and what's that going to do to the food industry? You know, we're worried about the food industry right now. Well, if you're working from home, chances are you're probably not going out for lunch over to the takeout place. You're probably not getting takeout for lunch. I just think that's going to be a big problem. And when the pandemic is over, and the masks are over, and the restrictions on businesses are over, and the 6 feet apart is over, and all. Why wouldn't they bring people back to the office? See, I think it's, a lot of people say it's cheaper to leave people at home. I don't know if it is. I really don't know if it is. Because I think in the long run, businesses are facing challenges. Because if you have a building open and you have 15 people in it, or you have 50 people in it, what really makes the difference? And if you do, if you have a hybrid like that, do the people who still come to the office, do you pay them workman's comp? And then the people who work at home, you don't pay workman's comp for? And what does that do to people's paychecks? What does the government have to say about that? I don't know. Does anybody have a thought on this work from home thing? I think that's kind of fascinating. Because that's been one of the stories of 2020 that's kind of been underlying. You know, that's been more of an underlying story that we really haven't talked a whole lot about because we're more worried about people being ill. I don't know if it'll be a long-term thing at all. Go ahead, caller.
Did you hear about Luke Letlow? I think that's how you say his name, the Louisiana congressman. It popped up on my phone just now. He was 41 and died of COVID, and he had no underlying pre-existing conditions.
Really?
Yes, 41.
41 years old, and he was a congressman from Louisiana?
And he just died at 41. He was perfectly healthy. Isn't that sad?
Well, it is sad. Was he cautious and wearing a mask and all that? Do we know?
Oh, I don't know. It just popped up. You know how you get your suggested, breaking news stories.
Well, that is a shame.
And that's what the news guy said. He said, you know, for him to have no, like, that just drives it home, you know, that most people will come out of it, but it's, not everyone does.
No, and it's scary that way. It truly is scary because you don't know what you're getting into, and we really don't even know right now if you can get it twice or not.
Yeah, I've been wondering that myself. And do you know anything about, the vaccine, as far as, has there been anything substantiated with the negative, side effects?
You know, I don't think there's been anything reported from anybody. I think I'm really wondering, why are these news sites amping up these stories about side effects?
You because, know why, Scott.
But they just don't want people to get the vaccine?
If it bleeds, it leads.
Well, I understand that, but I don't even know that these stories have any truth in them. You know,
that's how I worded my question. Is there been anything substantiated? Is there anything in fact?
Not to my knowledge.
Can for sure happen. You know?
And that's why I'm confused because if a house burns down, of course you're going to report that because that's big news. But I don't these side effects from the vaccine. I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything in regard.
Oh,
to
I
that.
Heard plenty of rumors, but it's
rumors.
Just,
But everybody I talked to,
spreading rumors and then make people afraid to get vaccinated, and that could potentially be, you know, the solution to the problem.
But I just remember that the smallpox vaccine many years ago came in. Smallpox was killing a ton of people, and I remember very few stories about people dying from the smallpox vaccine. So I'm not sure why there's such a skepticism about this vaccination.
Well, when I talk to people, the one thing they say is, well, they just threw it together so quickly.
But, I mean, they probably could have had something within a week that would have helped, but I think they did take 8 or 9 months and a lot of doctors to try to get something that will not hurt people in any way. And I would think all the people who have been vaccinated now, I would have think we would have heard something. I haven't heard of anybody dying. Matter of fact, I really haven't heard of anybody getting sick.
I mean, like I said, I've just heard rumors, and that's why I'm wondering, is it just rumors, or is there any truth behind it, you know?
Well, all I'm hearing is rumors. I have not heard anything of substantiation. And yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, people were getting vaccinated here in Marion, first-line responders, and, I think they
My
were
My daughter, she works in a healthcare facility, and she just told me last night she's getting vaccinated. And I'm just I'm nervous, but, it's here goes nothing.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have to do what we have to do, and I think hopefully this will help the people in the nursing homes, because the senior population who has been vulnerable now will not be susceptible, because those breakouts had to happen from people from the outside coming in.
Right. I saw on the Google News, too, that someone said that it would take 10 years to get all Americans properly vaccinated for this.
Well, you can't force people into vaccination. That's one of the problems. But I think it'll be such a small group in
the
end.
Well, you have to vaccinate your kids or you can't send them to school.
Right. I think that's going to be one thing that's going to force people into it. And I think a lot of employers are going to go that route, too. Are going to say.
Now, one more thing. What about this? Well, the way they pitched it to her being my daughter, we'll give you a bonus.
Oh, well, that's good.
So she didn't say what it was, but I thought, well, that's one approach. Money talks.
Well, I think because people are so skeptical of it, that businesses are trying to convince people to do it, because also right now, so many businesses are shorthanded. And they don't want to lose people, but they want them to be vaccinated, because if people don't get vaccinated, I don't think we're going to change course with where we are now.
There's another thing that popped up on the phone about out in Colorado. Some guy that was in his 20s, he just now came up positive, and he hasn't traveled outside of the United States with that new strand. Now, what do you know? Have you heard of that? There's like a new strand of it?
Well, yeah, I mean, this was a big story, I think, was it last week or the week before, that in the United Kingdom there was a new strand, but it's my understanding that the vaccination, and this is just what I'm hearing, like everybody else, is supposed to be good against all strands of this, which, you know, that's a good thing, but, you know, diseases morph, and that's...
So that would be one more reason to get the vaccine.
Well, I mean, at this point, so many people have had it. It's obviously highly contagious.
So if you had a chance, would you get the vaccine shot?
Well, you know, I probably would, because I think you have to look at your options here and say, you know, not necessarily that you will die if you get the COVID, but there certainly is a chance of that, just like this congressman in Louisiana. Who
had, wasn't that terrible?
It's
and
awful.
When it showed his picture, he had two little kids, and it's just like, ugh. 41, well, good health, and I'm thinking, well, that could be me.
Well, and people were dying quick from the COVID, and I haven't heard anything about the vaccine now, and they've been rolling this out for a couple weeks now. So that's got to be a good sign.
Well, let's all light up and get a shot in the arm, find out what happens.
Yeah, see what happens. You know, it's got to be better than what we've got right now.
Either way you go, it's a crapshoot.
Well, if nothing else, I don't think you'll be contagious. And that's what's hurting a lot of people at this point.
Things to think about.
Things to think about. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I'll be on with Glenn Coble today, 10:15 until 12 o'clock. And then Glenn will be on with A Progressive Life from 12:15 to 1. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:15 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:15 to 7. Now, you know, during the next break, I'm going to have some more of this banana pudding and vanilla wafers and whipped cream. This is so delicious. Also, look for Ted Williams. We'll let you know the times on this, but the big anniversary coming up, January 4th, 10 years since the creation of the viral video. And Ted has visited with us so many times, and he'll have the jacket on. We'll let you know when that's all going to happen. And also, we have New Year's Eve tomorrow. How about that? New Year's Eve right around the corner, and I'm not sure what surprises we'll have tomorrow morning on this program. I'm sure we will be doing something in regard to New Year's Eve, the last day of 2020. What a year it's been. You know, we've had the bad stuff, but we had a presidential election. We had the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected president. We had the 80th anniversary of broadcasting here in Marion. It was a leap year. A lot of things did happen in 2020, and a lot of things didn't. It was a very peculiar year, and 2021 may shape up to be just as peculiar. What will happen with the vaccine? How long will it take? What's going to happen with everything else going on? I guess we'll all just wait and see, like everybody else. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. For this day, this is Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
Podcaster. and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by? You think I would know this, how you have all this audio.
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well, what do you do, just tape the shows as they go? But you're going back 10 years now, or favorite cases.
Charles, I made sure to tape it.